Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, December 8th. Coming up, the only low-barrier shelter in Champaign-Urbana is at risk of closing. Some guests worry they'll end up on the streets. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Illinois State Board of Education is working on a plan to improve math skills among K through 12 students. Capital News Illinois reports the agency is developing what it calls a comprehensive numeracy plan that could change the way math is taught and how math teachers are trained. The Illinois report card shows math performance is well below English language arts. The State Board of Education recently concluded a series of public hearings on a first draft of the numeracy plan. A final document is expected to be approved in June. The state previously rolled out a literacy plan that officials say helped raise reading scores this year. The Trump administration is demanding that Illinois hand over data on nearly 2 million SNAP recipients or risk losing federal funds. Illinois state officials say they've seen this before. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is seeking people's names, incomes, home addresses, and immigration status. The Illinois Department of Health and Human Services, in a statement, says it is taking seriously, quote, its legal duties to keep residents' confidential data private. IDHS goes on to say federal claims of widespread fraud within the food assistance program are, quote, vastly overstated. In September, a judge temporarily blocked the USDA from collecting SNAP user data and withholding funds from Illinois. The state has requested until Monday to respond to the USDA. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Within a few months, a homeless shelter in Champaign may close if it doesn't secure additional funding. Strides is a low-barrier shelter. That means it does not have sobriety requirements or mental health prerequisites that other shelters may have. Strides also doesn't conduct criminal background checks. Toby Sartain, who goes by the nickname Money, stays at Strides. He says if it closes, that could push some people to commit crimes out of desperation.
The crime rate will rise because at that point when you're homeless, you catch a minor misdemeanor, you at least have a hot bed and three meals. And right here, that's all we're trying to get.
Champaign Township Board Member Kathy Shannon says the board is considering moving Strides away from the low-barrier model to make it easier to secure funding. As it stands, the shelter has enough funding to operate until February. You can hear more on the Strides shelter and what the future may hold on the 217 Today podcast. The Fighting Illini women's basketball team hosted the University of Indiana at State Farm Center on Saturday afternoon. IPM Jonathan Matthew has more.
Illinois faced their first Big Ten opponent of the season against Indiana. Illinois won 76-57 against the Hoosiers, extending their win streak against them to 3 wins. The Hoosiers had trouble controlling the ball on offense as Illinois forced 20 turnovers, which allowed them to get the largest lead of the game of 30 points. Coach Shauna Green spoke on how important this win meant for the team moving forward.
My focus is to just stick to our principles defensively, and you see that now. A team hasn't scored 70 on us this season. Continue to just get more solid, more solid. The defense is going to fuel us. Our defense is going to determine the success of the season.
Illinois improves to 8-1 overall and 1-0 in Big Ten for the first time since 2016. The Illini will go on the road and take on the University of Missouri on Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is Jonathan Matthew, IPM News.
Still to come, the only low-barrier shelter in Champaign-Urbana is at risk of closing. Some guests worry they'll end up on the streets. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 25 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low of 18 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 40 degrees. Southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, cloudy and blustery with a chance of light rain at a low of 35 degrees. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. And for Wednesday, mostly cloudy and blustery with a chance of light rain or snow and a high of 39 degrees with a northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, it's been said Americans are facing an epidemic of loneliness. We'll talk about why so many of us are feeling it and what we can do about it. We'll also talk about how having a robust social network can make a difference for adults trying to stay healthy later in life. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A homeless shelter in downtown Champaign may soon close if it doesn't find additional funding. Strides is a low-barrier shelter. That means it does not have sobriety or mental health requirements that other shelters may have. Strides also does not conduct criminal background checks. IPM Student Newsroom's Juliana Means spoke with guests from Strides who worry they could end up on the streets.
I first met James Wood at Boneyard Creek in Champaign. It's a place lots of people who stay at Strides go to hang out during the day. He wears an orange sweatshirt with a yellow construction vest over it and stands by his bike, which he'll be riding to work later that day.
It's a long haul to work up north of the mall or whatever, 2 miles walk or bike ride every morning and every night.
Wood says he's been staying at Strides for the past 2 months.
I went to jail but right before I came over here. I got high my first day getting out, stayed high for a couple days, and then I just left there.
He says he tried to check himself into a rehab facility, but was turned away because he'd only gotten high once within the last year. The rehab center pointed him to Strides.
I had a girlfriend before I went to jail. I was on crystal meth with her, which I'd only been on for a couple years, you know. The last year I worked a couple years ago in Danville, or last job I worked, I made $80,000. Got on crystal meth, lost everything.
He is now trying to rebuild his life since getting off of crystal meth. Wood says many people at Strides are struggling, and it would be inhumane to put them out in the cold.
You have a lot of mentally disabled people that are out here struck with no medication. I mean, no support, no nothing, and it's a mess. I mean, it's a mess, and I don't understand what's going to happen with these people.
Closer to Strides on Washington Street, I met another man, James Thompson, sitting out on the curb with a friend. He says he moved to Champaign from North Carolina after his mother and aunt passed away.
I moved here a year ago. I was supposed to be getting with my ex-wife, and then I got left stranded. So if it wasn't for this place, I'd be sleeping out here in the cold.
He thinks shelters like Strides are especially needed in the winter months.
Last year, we had a guy die in a porta potty. He froze to death because he didn't have anywhere to go because this place was full and they don't have any other shelters.
Thompson's friend, Toby Sartain, is trying to avoid that fate. He goes by the nickname Money and says he's waiting for a permanent bed to open up at Strides. But on the nights they're all full, he sleeps outside.
I just got out of prison. I haven't been able to see my son yet. Last time I talked to him was October 7th, and that was his birthday, his first day of school. It's hard. It's really hard. It's hard not to just give up and fall into the darkness out here that will easily take you over.
Money says he also relies on the day center at Strides, where he can get food, wash clothes, and shower.
There's not enough beds. It will be even worse once it's closed because then everyone that has a bed will be out here with everyone that doesn't have a bed.
Strides first opened in 2022, thanks to funding from a federal COVID-19 relief fund. But funding is set to run out as early as February, and the roughly 70 to 80 people who rely on Strides could be forced out onto the streets in the dead of winter. A new temporary emergency winter homeless shelter recently opened in Champaign and will help meet some of the need. But like other shelters in the area, it's not low barrier, and the stricter requirements mean some current Strides guests may not qualify. Money says some who get pushed out will resort to criminal behavior out of desperation.
The crime rate will rise, because at that point when you're homeless, you catch a minor misdemeanor, you at least have a hot bed and 3 meals. And right here, that's all we're trying to get.
Matters got even more complicated when the Champaign Township Supervisor, who oversees Strides, Kyle Patterson, resigned last month. A new supervisor won't be selected until mid-January. Champaign Township board member Kathy Shannon says that to keep it open, Strides may need to move away from the low barrier model. That's because some area residents don't like the idea of people who are homeless using drugs and alcohol nearby.
I think it's going to be very difficult to have Strides continue as it is, but it's a very difficult thing to run a low barrier shelter. It's extraordinarily difficult.
Despite the looming funding issues, Strides guest James Wood says he's holding on to hope that it all works out.
We need to take care of each other. We're one body. We have to take care of each other. And I have faith that somebody will step forward and help that out.
I'm Juliana Means, IPM News.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Juliana Means, Capital News Illinois, Mawa Iqbal, and Jonathan Matthew. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.